This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. We've got a couple of red alerts here from some intel sources. Some pretty serious topics here, such as the, there will be an attempt to kill President Trump by the radical left and the globalists and the anti-Trumpers. And it really emerged when Nancy Pelosi, in the last couple of days, she publicly stated that Donald Trump was going to be removed from the White House, whether he knows it or not, and that the White House would have to be fumigated to get him out of there. Now, fumigation is an allusion to, of course, chemical and biological weapons. That's how those weapons are deployed. But she also went on to say that she was already being briefed as the third in line to be president about her responsibilities as president. Now, I don't have her exact words of how she said that, but that's the essence of what she said. What it means is there is a very malicious criminal plot underway to remove President Trump by killing him before the election. The anti-Trump deep state and leftists and globalists, they cannot tolerate Trump winning another election. They know that their own polls are rigged. They know that Joe Biden is like a walking zombie of dementia, that Joe Biden is largely unelectable without large amounts of cheating. Now, of course, they're trying to cheat. They're trying to get him to win. But they know that the minute Joe Biden engages in a debate with President Trump, that it's over. Joe Biden will stumble through the debate. He will be unintelligible in many ways. He often doesn't even remember where he is. He doesn't know who the people are around him. I mean, all just classic symptoms of advanced late-stage dementia, okay? And the Democrats know that. So their only ploy here is to kill Trump or to, frankly, have the country plunge into civil war before the election. They want to have China start a war with the United States so that they can claim that Trump is invoking a military dictatorship as he responds to China. Or if Trump needs to delay the election because we're in a war with China, then they will say, see, Trump's a military dictator who delayed the election. They're going to pull out all the stops here. And one of my main concerns, and I'm recording this July 21st or 22nd in 2020, of course, one of my main concerns is that they're going to use area effect weapons of mass destruction to take out a large area where Trump is physically located. For example, when he's on the campaign trail, when he's speaking somewhere, or when he's meeting somewhere. They know that they cannot successfully get really close to Trump. Like, they're not going to be able to take him out one-on-one because Trump has his own hand-picked security personnel that have been with him for a long time. He doesn't trust the Secret Service entirely. He has his own, like, Trump Secret Service, you know, and he's brought many of those people with him, and they have done an extraordinary job. According to my sources, by the way, there have already been more than 7 attempts on Trump's life to date that have all been thwarted by a combination of the Secret Service and Trump's closest security personnel, okay? So they've already saved his life 7 times. These attempts on his life have failed because they tried to get in close. So what they're going to do next, because they're so desperate, the deep state knows that they're all going to prison. They're all going to get charged with serious crimes, maybe treason. If Trump is reelected, Trump's going to drop the hammer on all of them. You know, Barack Obama might go to prison. Hillary Clinton might go to prison. James Comey will no doubt go to prison if Trump wins the election. And by the way, those are all good reasons just to vote for Trump. Just keep him in power so he can prosecute these deep state traitors. But because these traitors know they're going to jail if Trump wins, there's nothing they won't do to try to stop him. And it's not enough anymore for them to rig the vote by mail and to rig the polls and to control the media. There's so many Americans now who don't even believe the media anymore that the powers that be have lost their grip over the American people's belief systems and constructs of reality. So they're going to resort to the last things that they have, which is sadly things that will kill a lot of innocent people. They will resort to things such as a tactical nuke, a dirty bomb, or a grid-down cyber attack such as zero-day attacks, or something of that order, okay? Or maybe a chemical attack that's also area effect. But you see, a radiological attack is typically the easiest thing for these people to pull off because they do have access to nuclear weapons and also dirty bomb material, which combined with explosives, just regular classic explosives, of course, they can create dirty bombs with very wide dispersal, even in outdoor areas. So they can quite literally deliver and detonate a dirty bomb using a drone. So you may have noticed recently the Battleground Vortac, which is it's a air navigation beacon for pilots, which is near Portland, Oregon. The FAA issued a note to airmen, a NOTAM designation, saying that all flights were restricted from 0 to 1,000 feet of all aircraft and unmanned aircraft as well. The reason that they did that, and they cited Department of Defense operations, including search and rescue operations, as well as national security directives. I believe that the reason they did that is because the federal government has intel now that radical left-wing Antifa operatives and Black Lives Matter operatives are now being handed weapons from China that consists of drones that can deliver payloads such as dirty bombs. And also, I should mention, drones can deliver aerosolized fentanyl. And aerosolized fentanyl can kill large numbers of people in a crowd, including people in a Trump rally or a Trump group that's outdoors, or as Trump is moving from his vehicles into an indoor arena, for example, he could be attacked with a drone that is deploying any number of payloads. And those drones are provided by China. Now, remember, Customs and Border Protection has interdicted multiple shipments of weapons from China that are illegal weapons, such as full auto AR-15 drop-in upgrades. Those have been interdicted going to Melbourne, Florida, as well as Louisville, Kentucky. And Customs Border Protection has issued press releases and even photos. You can look that up by searching for the stories about 10,800 machine parts interdicted being smuggled into the United States from China. Well, they're not machine parts, of course, and that's why CBP interdicted them. They are illegal weapons parts. And there's another story about China smuggling illegal silencers / suppressors into Detroit. And what's happening with these weapons is they're being distributed to Black Lives Matter and Antifa. So China, which is, of course, working diligently to try to destabilize the United States, is funding and even smuggling in weapons. They're even running websites in the United States where people can go online and purchase an illegal suppressor. And one of those sites was actually seized by, I think, a combination of the State Department and the DOD. Or no, I'm sorry, State Department and ATF. That makes more sense. They seized that website, but I don't know how many people had already bought those suppressors, even though they're completely illegal and none of those people went through, class 3 weapons background checks or anything of that kind. This is being set up by China purposely to arm the terrorists who oppose Trump, who oppose America, and who oppose our Constitution, our way of life, our republic, because China wants to destabilize the United States, and there will be currency attacks, and there will be cyber attacks and things like that that they deploy next. But I believe, based on conversations with multiple intel sources, you can already tell that my sources are extremely well informed, that China is supplying drones with exotic technology that can easily be equipped with payloads that could consist of, again, radiological weapons, i.e. dirty bomb weapons, or fentanyl for aerial dispersion to kill large numbers of people in a crowd. Now, why is fentanyl a big deal here? Because, of course, China manufactures the fentanyl, and then Chinese military operators train the Mexican narco-terrorists to smuggle fentanyl into the United States, as well as heroin, of course. But fentanyl is one of their most potent molecules or drugs. When it's in its pure form, it is extremely potent, a very tiny package. I'm talking, I don't know, a gram, let's say. I don't know the exact number, but you could probably have just a gram of this in a drone with combined with some really small classic kinetic explosives, and this could kill hundreds of people in a crowd. And China is gearing up to do this. So you need to be aware that we are in a state of war. China is waging war against the United States, and China has as its allies Democrats, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and many institutions in the United States, including certain universities, of course, who've been bought off and bribed by China, as well as the left-wing media, CNN, MSNBC. They're all working with China to destroy the United States. And to some extent, also elements of the Washington Post and the New York Times are also working with China, but also, of course, they're working with the black hat elements of the intelligence community, such as deep state CIA, that's trying to bring down Trump. Now, there are white hat elements of the IC as well that are pro-America. There are white hat elements inside the CIA and inside the NSA and so on. But those white hat elements don't yet have total control over everything, although they are gaining more control over time. Trump is actually internally doing a pretty decent job of draining certain elements of the swamp. This is why we got to give Trump a second term. We got to give him another opportunity to really take out these horrific enemies of America who are trying to achieve the total destruction of this country. And there's nothing they won't do at this point in order to bring this country down. So stay informed. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Brighteon.com is the platform for free speech. Also read my website, newstarget.com. And I've got an upcoming special report you'll want to download. And actually, it's a 9-hour audiobook too with MP3 files. It's free of charge. It's called The Global Reset Survival Guide. It's coming out in about 2 weeks, roughly. It's free. Just subscribe to the National News email newsletter. You'll have access to it. You'll be able to download the audio files and download the PDF with a full transcript and resource links and photos of specific survival gear and things like that. So thank you for listening. God bless America. And let's keep Trump in office here, because he's going to kick ass in his second term if we can keep him alive. Literally, that's the goal here. Thank you for listening.